Hello, welcome to Drivecast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. Grateful to have you with us today. We are in our series called Built to Last, where we're talking about how as blueprints shape buildings, it's our core values that really frame our faith. In our five core values, we have that acronym GRASP to help you to really connect to these core values. The first one is G, which is gospel identity, which is what we talked about last week, that we are new, and that's what makes us who we are, is the gospel itself. The second one is reaching priority, and then the A is authentic community, and the S is spiritual intimacy, and the P is personal ministry. So this past Sunday, we talked about reaching priority. That's the R, the second one. And here's the passage that we read. It was in Romans 10. Let me read this verse. Starts in verse 9. It says, "If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame." It's a great passage of scripture for many reasons, but it really encompasses the message of the cross. That if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, and if you confess with your mouth that God raised him from the dead, then you shall be saved. That is the message. Reaching priority means that we are missionaries. We get that core value from the Great Commission in Matthew 28, 19, and 20, where Jesus said to his followers, "Go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and teach them all the things I've commanded." That is the mission that was given to the disciples. He goes on in Acts 1:8, as before he was ascended to heaven, Jesus said, "Hey, the Holy Spirit's going to come on you and give you power to be my witnesses here in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and to the othermost parts of the earth." So they were given a mission. The Holy Spirit's going to come on them. They're going to be able to be witnesses to what Jesus has done, teaching people, baptizing them, making disciples. And that is what he wants for us. And I think you and I, though, that the problem that we have is that we often think of missionaries as people like Paul the Apostle, or maybe like we've had a friend or someone we knew who went overseas and spoke another language and shared the gospel with people in a foreign country. But reaching priority means that we are missionaries, all of us, and we have to get over the thoughts of who around us, our ideas about who missionaries are. We're all missionaries. And that we have to recognize the message to be a missionary is we are sent to share the message of good news, which is what you find right there in Romans 10 and 9. And I think for a lot of people, this is where they struggle. The first one is that they're kind of afraid to see themselves as a missionary because we feel intimidated because people like Paul or other good people who graduated college and or seminary, like we think, oh, I'm not qualified. I'm not trained. But the whole message is really a simple one. We are witnesses to what God has done in us. We are witnesses as to what he's done in our lives, how he set us free, and we simply share that message with others. I think people get afraid because they think, I'm not going to be able to answer questions if people ask me, or I'm not trained, or what if it gets awkward, or what if I make people mad? Well, we have to get over that fear, the fear of rejection, fear of all those things. And here's why. Because people matter to God. They really do. And the plan is that God would use us to be ready to give hope to others that he's put in us. And we have to stop, you know, treating people like projects or like we've got to convert them or change their behaviors. Really, we just simply have to be ready to share the message of the good news of Jesus Christ, that the Father sent his Son so that no one would perish, that all could come to eternal life for those who would believe in his Son. So I just want to help you think of yourself as a missionary. That's what it means to have reaching priority, that we are missionaries. So wherever you're at, just kind of repeat that to yourself. I'm a missionary. Father, I pray that you would use us to represent you on behalf of your gospel. Lord, put us in opportunity in situations to have opportunities to share the gospel with others. Put the words in our mouth and give us the courage to overcome any fear we have. Lord, use us that the kingdom may advance. And we ask that in your Son's holy name. Amen. I just want to ask you to take a second before you move on to the next thing and think about people in your life that might need to be invited to church or invited to life group. Think about people you can pray for and take a second just to pray for them. Till next time, God bless.